Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. You know what the U.S. flag looks like, of course. You probably even know what the Wisconsin flag looks like. And frankly, you'd likely recognize the Canadian flag and the Union Jack and half a dozen others. But quick, what does the Milwaukee flag look like?
If you don't have the slightest idea, well, you're not alone. The Milwaukee flag doesn't make too many appearances, to be honest. And if you did see it, you'd be struck by how much stuff is on it, from the head of a Native American chief to a ship's hull to a factory to something that looks oddly like a flying saucer.
It is a flag that Appleton native and UW-Milwaukee grad Steve Kotis sees as, well, a red flag. The graphic designer is leading the charge to update the flag, and he explained his reasoning to Lake Effect's Claire Mosley.
A few years ago, I was listening to a podcast, which is called 99% Invisible, and the host, his name is Roman Mars, and he did the famous TED Talk that many people are familiar with now. In his podcast, he talks about all forms of design, from architecture to wayfinding to fonts to furniture, all kinds of stuff. So he had an episode on flag design. And it really piqued my interest, so I started to do some research on Milwaukee's flag. And to, my surprise, it was not as good as I had hoped. So after listening to that podcast, I reached out to the gentleman that he had interviewed in that original podcast, and his name is Ted Kay. And he lives out in Portland, and he's a flag enthusiast, and he represents NAVA, which is the North American Vexillological Association.
It's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful. And he basically gave me the 411 on what it would take for a city to redesign its flag, what the process could generally be, because it could take a lot of different avenues. So after I contacted Ted, he in turn put me in contact with Roman Mars, the host of 99% Visible, who was in the process of repurposing his podcast for a TED Talk, which is the one that came out in March. So that's how I became involved, just because I was, so passionate about the issue, and I felt like, now would be as good a time as any to redesign the flag. And in doing so, it just sort of, the stars sort of aligned, so to speak, as far as me getting connected with those guys and them sort of opening this big conversation and sort of calling Milwaukee out about our flag and how sort of bad, quote unquote, it is.
So did you get in contact with the city, or how did the process start for us to think about a new flag?
So I've had a few conversations with two aldermen, Bob Donovan and Robert Bauman. Bob Donovan was very supportive of the idea, and he sort of gave me the soft go-ahead to, just do this thing. Do it through the people. He really liked the idea of it being a people's movement because, again, this is not the first time that there has been an effort to redesign the Milwaukee flag. There have been at least, I believe, three. This will be the fourth. So,
and we still got that old flag.
Right. And, after that many efforts, we still have the same flag. So, it shows me that maybe the process has been gone about maybe the wrong way, or the wrong folks are involved in that process. There's the famous design by committee that never seems to work. It also shows me that there is an interest, to redesign the flag, because there's a minority that definitely believe we could do better.
So what do you think is going to push this project forward?
I think social media is very helpful. It's not the answer, but the last effort was done in 2001 with On Milwaukee and the City Arts Board and Council. They worked together. They had a call for entries. They had three finalists and were ultimately unable to make a choice, and it sort of fizzled. So now that, we're in 2015, social media is much, much bigger, and already we've gained a pretty big following, and I think that's going to help, alongside people just talking about it, bringing it up in conversation, asking, have you seen the flag? What do you think about it? And I think just opening that conversation really helps people sort of understand why it's important, because, again, the issue of our flag isn't really so much about the flag itself, and it's more about the way that as a city we choose to use design, how purposeful we are. And, when we use this flag or don't use it, pretty much, because you don't see it anywhere, we kind of leave ourselves in the past, and we don't position ourselves for the future. And I think that's kind of the bigger issue here, is that we have a say in this. We don't have to keep this flag, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly.
We don't use it already, so you know it's more than time to change it.
I can barely find the flag anywhere. I know when I moved up here from Chicago, I didn't know Milwaukee had a flag.
Right.
So you touched on what I was going to say. What does social media have to do with this? Because you got the city of Milwaukee's Twitter going back and forth mm-hmm. and calling Roman out back in March mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What are the elements of a good flag or of good design in general?
Yeah. So, you know, the interesting thing about what makes a good flag good is that the principles are very universal in terms of design. It's not just flag design. It's, you know, the design of a chair. It's the design of a typeface. It's the design of a layout for, you know, a book, right? So, number one, it should be so simple that a child can redraw the flag from memory. Number two, the symbolism. So, the colors, the shapes, the patterns, the composition should symbolize what it represents. Number three, it should use, you know, up to 3 to 4 colors in a standard color set. And this really comes into play at the production of the flag. You know, the less colors, the less intricacy, the easier it is to produce.
Yeah.
Number four, never use any lettering or seals of any kind because, again, they're meant to be seen on a piece of paper and viewed very closely, while flags are meant to be seen from, you know, 100 feet away,
long distance.
50 feet in the sky. They wave in all different directions. And then number five, you know, it should be handsome. It should be unique, and it should not copy another flag's design. So it should be unique to the entity that it represents. So that's really – those are the very technical reasons and the things that make a good flag good. But, you know, again, our flag really just to pays no mind to any of those.
No.
And in doing so, again, it sort of leaves us – in the past, you know, we have this choice to change it, and I think it's just we deserve a great flag, period.
What is the importance of having a new flag? Why should we be thinking about mm-hmm. this?
I think that's a great question, and one that some of the recent interviews that have happened have maybe not touched on as much. So the reason why you want to have a great flag, you know, is namely, to show pride for the city, right? That's the easiest. You know, when we look to, again, cities like Chicago, they are a much bigger city than Milwaukee. They also have violence and crime, segregation, poor public education systems. I mean, they have many of the same, you know, things that sort of blemish their city, but they still have a great flag, and they still rally behind it, right? So the argument I've heard is that, you know, Milwaukee is, you know, it's not going to fix the violence. It's not going to change X, Y, and Z. But if we had a great flag that we could all rally behind, and we had a great flag that had complete buy-in across the city that united us all, doesn't matter where you're from, how old you are, we would be better able and better suited to really address these issues that plague our city, you know, again, the staggering segregation, the poor public education, violence and crime, I mean, you name it. So that's why it's important, because when we don't have a good flag, we sort of defer that pride to sports teams, the Brewers, the Bucks, tourism campaigns. You know, uniquely, Milwaukee has allowed a brand to form, which is Milwaukee Home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, that's a very simple symbol that can be worn and used ubiquitously across multi-generations. And so we've sort of allowed this brand to come to be. And I know Melissa at Milwaukee Home, if she's listening to this, she's a great person. And I am, you know, I'm very proud of her and her organization. But again, you know, when we don't have that flag, we defer it. And, you know, again, the sports teams, they can come and go, and they can sort of break our hearts, mm-hmm. but the flag is that thing that should withstand the test of time. You know, look at the American flag. It doesn't say the United States on it. It's,
no.
You know, this big symbol that we see, you know, that's the flag you really see all around town is the United States flag and
exactly.
the Wisconsin flag. So
we saw how well or how many people came out when the Bucks rebranded themselves,
mm-hmm.
when the Brewers do something new or premiere a new color on their
exactly,
jersey or
yeah.
something as simple as that. Why
mm-hmm.
say no if we don't know how people are going to even react. Yeah. But we've seen it with a sports team.
Exactly.
You know, and that's just sports. But people come out and rally hard for
very hard.
New anything mm-hmm. for them.
Not only that, I mean, just to interject, Miller Lite, another great example.
Yeah.
You know, a dwindling light beer. Their logo was getting more and more complex every year. It was just this, you know, over gradient, just a ton of containing shapes around the word Miller Lite. And then they just threw that all away, went back to the original Miller Lite mm-hmm. classic branding, and they blew up, right? It was only going to be out for a summer, and then they decided to do it for the next, I think, 7 years.
Yeah.
And the brand just feels, you know, so fresh and new, but it's not. It's the, you know, it's the way that it always was, and they got sort of disconnected from that. And I think that's another great example, because our flag is, again, very complicated, very hard to recognize. It tries to say everything, but really doesn't say anything, you know. So I think that's another great example of simplifying your brand.
Where can people help out if they want to give you their ideas or someone else their ideas? Where can mm-hmm. they go?
So, I guess what I didn't say is that the next step is I will be taking a call for entries. That is the intent in the late fall, to take a call for entries. And then throughout the winter, we will whittle down those entries to get, you know, maybe 3 finalists, 5 finalists. And I'm not sure if I'm going to do a vote or if we're just going to see which one sort of has the most draw, but that is the intent. So you can find us at milwaukeeflag.com, and stay tuned as we will be redeveloping our site accordingly to take on submissions.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Graphic designer, Appleton native, and UWM grad Steve Kotis is leading an effort to change Milwaukee's official city flag. He talked about it with Lake Effect's Claire Mosley.